Benson Trefoil Guild. Our meeting in June coincided with the first day of the Ascot horse racing season, which we marked the occasion with a fun horse racing game and a show of Ascot-worthy hats. We divided off into small teams and got ready to race. We chose our colours from the dice available and took up our positions at the starting post. The first race was a straightforward sprint, which saw us just throwing the dice and moving our horse along the racetrack based on our score. That was just the warm-up. Subsequent races involved more brain work because, unlike at the real Ascot, which is a flat race meeting, our races involved hurdles or fences in the form of trivia questions. We only got to throw the dice if we got the answer to the question right. To make it easier, oh no it didn't, we only had to choose between more or less as the answer. Some questions were easier than others, but would you know which coastline is longer between Canada and Australia? Or whether a human body produces more or less flatulence each day than a bicycle tyre would hold? Suffice to say, there was plenty of laughter and not a few groans when the actual answers were revealed. When all the races had been run, we took a vote on who had the best hat, and our winner, Pam Vines, received a small gift. We all agreed that the fairy lights and extra flowers gave her the edge over the other competitors. At this meeting, we also finalised the voting for our charity of the year, and as a result, we will be making a donation this year to Styleacre. Some of us have direct personal experience of the services they provide in the area, and we agreed that this was a worthy cause to support. In July, we held our traditional summer party and threw our doors open to welcome visitors from other Oxfordshire guilds. This year was no exception, but sadly, visitors were thin on the ground due to prior commitments, holidays, and a lack of transportation. That being said, guild members and our visitors enjoyed a relaxed afternoon tea with entertainment provided by relatives of one of our members. Better still, there were goodie bags of cake and savoury items for members to take home, so that they could extend the summer picnic vibe into the evening and beyond. I'd like to thank everyone who helped by preparing food, laying tables, providing transport for members, and then clearing everything up at the end of the afternoon. Your hard work was appreciated by everyone who was there. Our closing quote this month comes from that great novelist, Henry James. Summer afternoon. Summer afternoon. To me, those have always been the two most beautiful words in the English language. Now that's a quote that no one can argue with. That article was written by Helen Horton.